A man who says a Kenosha County priest sexually abused him as a teenager in the early 1960s filed a lawsuit in 2002 against the Milwaukee Catholic Archdiocese. The lawsuit says the church was negligent and committed fraud by moving the now deceased clergy member around to other parishes and not telling what it knew about the priest until 3 years ago when the clergy abuse scandal in Boston broke. A circuit court and appellate court tried to dismiss the Milwaukee case, arguing the time limit for filing it was 1969, when the man became an adult. But the plaintiff wants the state Supreme Court to let the lawsuit proceed. The man's attorney, Marcy Hamilton, says the lawsuit was filed very soon after the church told what it knew.
For him, the discovery was that his own church was actually part of what kept him from not understanding what was wrong with his life. I mean, what happens with these child abuse situations is at the time no child can comprehend that this is going to be an overcast on their entire lives.
Hamilton says child abuse victims should have the same rights as workers who file suit when they discover they were exposed to asbestos decades earlier. But the attorney for the Milwaukee Archdiocese, John Rothstein, says the justices are, in effect, being asked to throw out the statute of limitations.
If this case is permitted to proceed, there is no statute of limitation because every single plaintiff could simply, by the ease of the pen, say that I didn't know about, I was out of the country at the time of the Boston scandal. I didn't read those cases back in the 1995s.
Rothstein says it's unfair for current church personnel to have to defend actions from decades ago. But the clergy abuse victims contend all the information is in church archives. The victims hope the justices who have come on the court since some pro-church rulings 10 years ago will allow a look at those archives and help open the door to more civil lawsuits against the Catholic Church in Wisconsin. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.